drinking Adla Yadan Purim, one of these, the most rare and ethically questionable mitzvahs that we've been given, is Chayav Inish Lepsume Bepuria Adla Yada Bein Arar Haman LeBarach Mordechai, that one is obligated to drink, get drunk. Lipsubi means to get drunk. But not only to get drunk, but to get drunk to the point that he doesn't know the difference between good and evil, between Haman and Mordechai. This is sourced from the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and recorded on Shulchan Aruch as the final halachic ruling in the Mechaber, chapter 695, halacha 2. In this class, we're going to, Mirtz Hashem, give a little bit of background behind this obligation, bring different opinions, give a final ruling of what one should practice, and give different interpretations of the meaning of not knowing the difference between good and evil, between Haman and Mordechai. So we all agree that the Gemara says, Chayav Inish Lepsumi, it's an obligation to get drunk. The only problem is, right after the Gemara says that, it brings a very tragic story of how Rabbi and Reb Zeira, two Amiraim, were having a celebratory Purim meal, and there was, of course, drinking. They fulfilled the dictum of the Talmud. And Rabbi gets up and murders Reb Zeira. Come Rabbi v'shachat the Reb Zeira. Explain it however you want. At the end of the day, after this meal, Reb Zeira was dead. Rabbi, knowing the names of Hashem, revived him and resurrected him. And in fact, invited him back the next year. And Reb Zeira kindly deferred the offer, stating, not every year do miracles happen. I don't want to get myself killed and resurrected again. Why did the Gemara bring this puzzling story? That is a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold, such as the Rif, that the story is not coming to teach us that you shouldn't drink, that you shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah, but rather you should drink carefully. And that's why the Gemara brought this story, because Rabbah was born in a mazel which has a leaning towards murder. So somebody who knows he has this type of disposition should not drink, but everyone else is obligated. The Gra, we find, takes this even a step further and says that from the story it's proven that you have to fulfill this mitzvah even to the point of near death. Other Pesachim, however, rule no. The story is coming to contradict the ruling. The story is coming to teach us that one should not follow this dictum of the Talmud. So rules the Agos Maimonis, the Tshuvas Maril, the Nemukei Yosef. It's brought in many Pesachim, Nachrenim. And how is ruled the halacha? So as we said before, the Mechaber clearly rules like the Rif, that men are obligated to get drunk on wine until they can't defer between Mordechai and Haman, and he makes no distinction or leniency against following this halacha based on the story. The Ramah, however, brings down many Rishonim who argue and say you don't have to get drunk to this point, but rather you should fulfill the confusion of good and evil by drinking slightly more than usual and going to sleep. So rules the Kolbe, the Maril, the Ran, in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and also the Rambam rules in Hilchos Megillah 2:15, one is to drink wine until he falls asleep. In other words, the Ramah brings the option of fulfilling the confusion not through getting drunk, but through sleeping. The Ramah concludes there that whichever opinion one decides to follow, whether he drinks more or drinks less, his intentions are to be l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. And as the Me'iri, one of the Rishonim and the Chaya Adam, point out, brought in the Bir Halacha, as well as the Sharei Tshuva name of Poiskim, that this means that if a person estimates that by him getting drunk, it will lead him to frivolous behavior or to transgress mitzvahs, such as not to do Negovasser before a meal, not to say Birchas Hamazon, not to daven Mincha or Mayriv, then he is exempt from fulfilling the first opinion's approach, and he should fulfill the second opinion's approach, drink a little more than usual and take a nap. So explains the Me'iri that the whole purpose of drinking is to reach a higher level in service of God and arouse one's love for Hashem. So if you know and estimate that it will bring to something that's not that, drinking will not fulfill your obligation. You are certainly not obligated to drink to bring yourself to a lower state of service of God. So that is the final ruling of how one should follow, as the Ramah advises. Estimate the outcomes. If it's going to be positive outcomes, being able to increase in Avedis Hashem, go for it. And if not, then don't drink. Drink a little more than usual and go to sleep. Did G'dayli Yisrael fulfill this literally like the first opinion, or did they drink and go to sleep? So we have different hanhagas by different G'dayli Yisrael. The Gra, it is told, would fulfill this mitzvah literally. The Yavetz writes that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, would also fulfill it literally and get completely drunk. The Primogodim, as well as the Munkacharov in the Mukher Chaim states that they would drink slightly more than usual, like the Ramasajas, and go to sleep, but would not fulfill it literally. The Rebbe's approach. The Rebbe's approach was is that one should try and strive to fulfill the mitzvah literally, like the Mechaber rules, and not rely on the allowance of going to sleep. So said the Rebbe in a talk in 1989, that those who fulfill this mitzvah of getting drunk Adela Yada without compromise, without looking for a Tevim, are greatly praised, and their merit is great, and may many people see and follow this example. But of course, as we said before, this is only someone who can handle his liquor and will not come to sin. Regarding if the Rebbe held that people under 40 should drink Adela Yada, even though in general the Rebbe made a gzera against drinking more than 4 lechaims to the amount of a revius, this matters beyond the scope of this shir, and each person should speak with their mashpia, as there are contradictory sources for either side. We're now going to discuss how much does one have to drink. I want to do the lechatchila, the mechaber's ruling. I don't want to rely on the second option of going to sleep. How much do I have to drink? What is the meaning behind not knowing the difference between Haman and Mordechai? Then, if it's literal, then that is a lot of drinking. So we have various opinions and explanations brought in Paiskim. Mainly all of them demote the amount of level that you have to drink in explaining what this means. The Taz explains it means that you cannot defer the difference between the kindness Hashem did with Mordechai, to the fact he blessed Mordechai, and the kindness he did by killing Haman. Which kindness is greater? That's the confusion. If you're confused already now, then you're potter from drinking accordingly. The Magen Avraham, based on the Aguda and other opinions, rules that it means that you're not able to calculate the gematria of the two statements of Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman, as Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman add up to 502. And thus, when you've drank to the point that you don't know how to calculate it, then you fulfilled your mitzvah of drinking Adela Yada. The Knesset HaGdel explains it means that you forget which goes first. Do you first say Baruch Mordechai or first say Aruch Haman? The Darkei Moshe gives the most extraordinary explanation, saying that there used to be a song that they would sing that had a stanza of Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. And what it means to drink to the point of confusion is that you don't know which part of the chorus you have, as each person would have a solo. The one source that actually takes it literally, that one should actually get drunk to the point that he says Baruch Haman instead of Aruch Haman, is the Arizal. Shar Kavanas Drush Purim. The Arizal there explains that there's a spark of Kedusha that enlivens everything in the world, including the worst klipas such as a malik. Normally, when a person has his seichel in charge, his intellect in consciousness, he's unable to refine the depths of evil. He cannot bless evil. However, when a person reaches a state of above intellect, Adela Yada, he's able to even bless evil and elevate it. So the Arizal says, if you say Baruch Haman before you get drunk to the point of Adela Yada, you're actually adding life to the klipa. But if you've gotten drunk and you've left all your limitations, then you have ability to refine even the klipa of Amalek. We all have a wonderful Purim and drink safely.